think he is right. And in fact, just this week, I released a report saying something rather similar about the pension funds that people are being automatically enrolled into. I think there is a need for much more modern thinking in the whole pensions industry. You know, these are long-term investment funds, which actually need to work well for the long term and not be hijacked for the short term. But currently, a lot of people are being automatically enrolled into schemes that may not fit their future lives. And pension funds are sitting on billions of pounds worth of assets, which actually could be put to use to drive economic growth in future and make sure that the economy thrives, whereas they're chasing short-term return.
Is he right then, saying that the current focus on quarterly reporting, or as he put it, quarterly capitalism, is skewing the whole thing, if you like, that really, you know, it is long term that they need to be thinking of, and they need to put the quarterly aspect of it out of their minds, really?
I think there is that risk. There is certainly the risk that the short term nature of investment and rewarding people for a quarter's performance stops them thinking about what is the impact in the long run. And actually, that sort of thinking is partly responsible for the crisis that we're in now, because a lot of people were just borrowing money without thinking about what happens when you repay, or just, you know, speculating over the short term without worrying about the fact that you were building up big problems for the long run.
Many people's pensions have taken a real hammering, haven't they? If you listen to Moneybox, and I'm sure you do,
yes.
You know, we hear about it every Saturday, the difficulties that they're in, how people are going to have much smaller amounts of money coming in than they might have been led to believe. Could new thinking change that?
New thinking, I believe, could radically change the whole pensions industry and indeed the economy. We have hundreds of billions of pounds already put aside for pension funds, which need to deliver good returns in the long run. And we're going to have much more money coming in from the automatic enrolment programme, with lots of people putting part of their salary and the employer contributing to their pension schemes. Let's harness that money and not just worry about what's happening today, but make sure that we provide a good economy for them to retire into by using the money today to invest in infrastructure in the country, to invest for the long run, to make sure that, you know, we are building a safe and sustainable environment for the future too.